kind, loving and inspiration. Those are some of the words being used to describe Sadie Hartley by her family.
She was just perfect. There was nothing bad about her that anybody could say.
Incredibly kind, never spoke ill of anybody.
I didn't know anybody that didn't like her.
But Sadie did have one enemy, Sarah Williams, a woman who was obsessed with her partner Ian Johnston, who she'd been having an affair with. Williams met Ian at the Chill Factor Ski Centre in Manchester and they started exchanging explicit text messages.
She was an engaging, intelligent, articulate young woman. I was flattered that she was attracted to me, I think. I've been a fool. I've been unwittingly naive in responding. In no way did I ever think that Sadie would die as a result of texting somebody who'd text me.
Williams saw Sadie as the one thing that stood in the way of them being together, so she decided to get rid of her. She enlisted the help of her best friend Katrina Walsh and they spent 2 years planning Sadie's murder. Detective Superintendent Paul Withers says they went to great lengths to carry out an assassination.
They planned a trip to Germany to purchase the stun gun and some pepper spray. They purchased a tracker which they placed on Ian Johnston's car to try and locate where both Ian and Sadie were living. A week before the offence took place, we know they purchased some flowers and that Katrina Walsh delivered these flowers to Sadie to allow Sarah Williams to get, you know, visual identification on Sadie.
While Ian Johnston was on holiday, Sarah seized her opportunity. On a snowy night in January, she knocked on Sadie's door and she shot her with a stun gun before stabbing her 40 times with a kitchen knife in a 4-minute frenzied attack.
Good evening, Lancashire Police.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm just wondering whether you'd be able to check on my boss's address. We've not heard from her for over 24 hours and I'm very concerned.
Williams and Walsh thought they got away with it, but within 48 hours, police raided Williams' home and arrested her. Not only did they find Sadie's blood in her bathtub and on her glasses, but her accomplice, Katrina Walsh, had documented the whole thing in her diary. In September last year, she wrote,
I may be instrumental in removing the awful woman.
And then 2 months later, another entry.
Struggling to wind down all the excitement of plotting the perfect murder.
When Walsh was arrested, she confessed that she'd helped Williams and showed police where she buried the murder weapons.
Katrina Walsh is just as culpable for this crime as Sarah Williams. The only thing that Katrina Walsh didn't do was to plunge the knife into her.
Today, both Williams and Walsh have been found guilty of murder. Sadie's partner, Ian, says he blames himself for bringing Williams into their lives.
I was the link and I've spent 8 months just going over this and to say I'm guilty for meeting someone. I'm guilty for meeting someone. I had no inkling whatsoever that this woman could do this to Sadie.
Throughout this 7-week trial, Williams has been described as a bunny boiler, as unhinged and a psychotic woman.